From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish-led Syrian forces launched an offensive Sunday to gain control of the city of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State group. A U.S. envoy says the offensive is receiving American air support, and U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Sunday the coalition will continue to do what it can to enable local forces to defeat the Islamic State. Iraqi troops inside the city of Mosul slowed their advance Sunday on the city's eastern front. Islamic State militants have taken over neighborhoods in the area, and troops are trying to protect civilians from being harmed in the battle. Here is Special U.S. Envoy Brett McGurk.
So right now, everything in Mosul is ahead of schedule on all axes of advance, but Daesh, as we expected, is putting up a fierce fight, and I expect this will take some time to conclude.
On Saturday, an Iraqi general said his forces trying to encircle the city had driven Islamic State extremists out of a key town on the city's southern front. A spokesman for Turkey's main pro-Kurdish party announced Sunday that it is withdrawing from parliament after the unprecedented arrests of nine of its lawmakers, including the party's two co-leaders. In a televised speech, Turkey's prime minister called on the party to, in his words, return from this mistake before it's too late. Turkey drew international condemnation following the arrests, which brought into question the state of democracy in Turkey. Officials in the Indian capital, New Delhi, shut down schools, halted construction activity, and closed a coal-fired power plant temporarily as alarm bells were sounded about the deadly haze of air pollution that has enshrouded the city this past week. This is VOA News.